We played Melton Mowbray the other day, which I think is your hometown,
isn't
it?
Indeed it is.
Yeah, we had a lovely, lively crowd there. You'll be pleased to know that we finished the show with Hi Ho Silver Lining, and they were all singing Hi Ho Leicester City.
Well, of course. What else?
There you are. But one of the things about the tour, Rob, is that we're playing some beautiful theatres, and I think the first one we're playing is the Theatre Royal in Lincoln. Mm-hmm. And I remember going there to see my friend Fraser Hines in pantomime.
Of course.
Yeah, and it was great atmosphere, lovely, lovely theatre. So I'm really looking forward to playing that. How the show came about was I did a show at the Palladium with a band called The Fugitives, who were really good. And they, in fact, we worked at the Palladium a couple of times, and they said to me, why don't we do a tour? So I thought, well, we'll probably do about half a dozen dates. Anyway, it's just sort of grown and grown. And we've now got, I think it's 43 shows that we're doing around the country. There are some people who think that it's going to be me playing records and telling stories. So I must make it clear, it's a great live band. We've got two girl singers who sound like the Crystals or the Ronettes or the Supremes. One sings Cilla and the other one sings Dusty. We've got a boy singer who can do Elvis, can do Cliff Richard and the Big O. So it really is, if I were to describe it, it's a tribute show which is paying tribute to all the great songs that we know and love and all the songs that we love to sing along to.
And as you say, you've actually worked with so many of the artists featured in the show.
I have. I mean, going back to the early days, I compared the Beatles, I compared the Rolling Stones, David Cassidy, compared his tour, the Bay City Rollers in the 70s. So, yeah, a lot of people that I have worked with that we're featuring their music. Roy Orbison, I interviewed him, one of the last interviews on television I did with Roy Orbison. I was so thrilled, Rob. I mean, you know, there are some people you think you'll never meet. And to meet the Big O and sit opposite him, even if he did have his shades on, it was just, I thought, God, I remember buying Only the Lonely. Would I ever have thought that I would be in a television studio interviewing the Big O? I must just mention to you as well that we're doing a little tribute on the show to my friend Ed Stewart, who sadly died recently. I asked the girls if they could sing Morning Town Ride, which you'll remember was his old theme from Junior Choice.
Of course, yeah.
And within a few days, the band had got it, the girls had got it. I introduced it, Rob, and I stood in the wings with a lump in my throat, and I heard them sing Morning Town Ride and all the memories of the times that I've had with Ed, because we were at Radio 1 together, Radio 2 together. We played football together in the Showbiz football match. One of us was the goalkeeper, and the other one was the flying winger. It will surprise you to know that he was the goalkeeper. And we even rode in a speedway race together against each other at Wembley Stadium. So we had done so much. And also, we have to add a tribute now to Terry Wogan. I mean, I can't believe it, Rob. I've lost two of my pals, you know, my colleagues, within a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So we will now be paying a tribute to Terry and to Ed, and the girls will be singing Morning Town Ride. So, you know, it's very moving.